Welcome to another episode of Starlight Radio Dreams, the podcast comedy show that called Shotgun before the car was even built. Tonight's episode, Mountains of the Moon, Dark Side of the Moonstone. Written and directed by Cameron Palmer, music by Sam Locke and Courtney McNally. Sound designed by Ansel Birch and Noah Jennings, featuring the vocal talents of Carolyn Blake, Ansel Birch, Ellen DeSitter, Kat Evans, Anna Gatekeep, Derek Gatekeep, Adam McClavey, Ben McCauley, and Cameron Palmer. And now, on with the show.
Well, while the trips down memory lane are all well and good, we do still have a show to put on and one last serial for the season. So what do you say we end the night with a little spooky fun and the season finale of our murky magical mystery series, Mountains of the Moon! Friends, folks, fairies, I, the esteemed Robin Goodfellow, welcome you back to the next twist in the tale of Mountains of the Moon. When we last left our hero, Eva, she had just...
It's motorized, you see.
Hello? What are you lot going on about?
Hi, Mr. Puck. Socket's got a new gadget.
See? It goes thwomp when you twiddle it.
Twiddle.
I am trying to recap, you forgetful fairies, on the details of last time.
We know them. We were there.
Yeah. Miss Heather met her magical grandma in a singing wisp, and she has a really mean, scary cousin.
Well, two cousins, but the one you're probably thinking of is Isabel.
Heather's there to learn magic, but she's not very good at it.
But Heather's really nice to all the fairies she meets. I like that about her.
But Heather doesn't know things like Isabel does. Isabel is way smarter.
Heather, being well aware of this particular shortcoming, did her best to make sense of the manual that her grandmother had given her.
Okay. To cast a floating light, repeat the words Silha. Oh, wow. How do you even say that? Okay. Repeat the words Sala la mapied internally while visualizing the extra planar light being called forth by... Like, how is this the intro manual?
But it wasn't easy. To cool her frustrations, Heather would go for walks alone in the woods. But there were more than just wisps present. She'd meet many a peculiar fairy, oftentimes with troubles of their own. And though she couldn't rely on magic like her cousins, she'd help as best she could.
Like when she helped out that dust poof.
That's right, Ignatius the Dust Devil. Heather found poor Iggy stuck in a wardrobe.
Shimmerobe!
Whatever. And as a thank you for freeing him, Iggy pledged Heather a life debt.
That seems like an inequitable exchange.
Hush, you.
What exciting things have they been up to?
Well, Iggy repeatedly gets stuck in the same place, and Heather continually frees him.
Iggy, why do you keep getting caught up in this thing? This is the last time I let you out.
I dunno, it smells nice. I think there might be something in here.
Why can't I summon you out with that phrase you gave me? It never works when you're in there, you know. Holy smokes!
Oh, careful with those words, Heather. I got poof whenever a registered friend said them.
Sorry. Hey, wouldn't it be funny to try a different phrase? Like, how about a... Iggy Pop! Get it?
Yeah, no, but I don't pop.
No, it's just a joke. There's the singer.
Now, poof. Like old dignified fairies should. Now, can you read me this bedtime story?
Iggy, this is Goodnight Moon. Yeah. Where did you get this?
I found it at the book cave in the town.
Book cave? This says it's from the library on the square.
Yeah, I don't think that's right. It was no berries in that cave. Lying or otherwise.
Okay. Alright. In the great green room, there was a...
Whoa, Mr. Puck! My head is getting spinny!
What's wrong, Bertram?
So inside of your stories, the folks can go and tell stories? Some kind of a storyception?
It's meta.
Thinking about all them tales is making me woozy.
Enough! Let's hear about the best human.
Best human? Oh. You really like Isabel, don't you?
Yeah, the secretly tricky one. She's much more clever than Heather.
I'm the first one. You met Heather.
You see, Isabel and Clarence...
I don't care about Clarence. parents. He's a dope.
Yeah, he's a dope.
Well, that's as maybe. But like Heather, her cousins Isabel and Clarence had come to Grimdon Manor to heed their grandmother's call for an apprentice. But they had other motives. They were looking for something. And one night, at last, they found it.
Physical affection, please, no hugs.
Sorry, brother. I'm just pleased as punch.
I found it.
A new lease on life.
Don't be a fuddy duddy. The stone gods, it took long enough.
Yes, yes, good.
Oh, I'm sorry. The stone, the moon stone, the reason we always wanted to come back to grandmother's. And that's all you have to say.
Sorry. I've just been reading up on all this stuff that Groban has tasked me with. I can cook now. Isn't it fascinating?
Brother, that's servant's work.
Yes, well, now I understand the difficulties of the working class. That's a rather noble trait.
No.
So, where's the stone?
It's an old, disused chimerobe at the front of the house. Grandmother appears to have secured it in some sort of pocket dimension, and...
No, yes, the one cousin Heather keeps talking to.
Yes, sure, it will undoubtedly... What did you say?
The chiffarobe. Cousin Heather talks to it frequently.
Why?
I don't know. She's weird.
Clarence, you tottering mop bucket. Heather is not talking to the piece of furniture that holds an object of power by coincidence or because she's weird.
Wait, now, sister, I think that you are
Not overreacting!
Stop playing maid with Major Domo Groban. Get serious.
But she talks, that's what she does. She's always going off into the woods and talking with the riffraff that show up there.
You idiot! If she's talking to fairies, then one might have led her to the chiffarobe in exchange for a favor. What if she mentions it to Groban? Blast her and her sympathetic personality.
Well, let's just grab it now.
It'll take some time to extract, and since apparently Heather frequently shows up to have tea with the chiffarobe, she's sure to tell Groban that I'm lighting candles and muttering incantations about it. Well, she's mistrusted me ever since I flamed that stupid little wisp.
So much for getting on her good side.
Yes, well, how was I to know she'd be so sentimental?
What now?
Tomorrow, we leave. You will distract Cousin Heather and Groban and also prepare a teleportation circle while I extract the moonstone. Understood?
Yes, but I have to do yard work tomorrow, Groban.
Make the blasted teleportation circle out of weeds! Just do it.
Here's the plan.
Nefarious deeds are afoot, my fine fairies.
See, this is why Isabel is the best. Smart, bold, daring, knows what she wants.
I think you might be biased.
Maybe.
And so, the next day, Isabel and Clarence set off to execute their plan. And what do you think that might be?
Oh, a maggot picnic.
What?
Well, I would make a maggot picnic so everyone would be happy and be friends.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love maggots?
Well, humans don't like maggots, Bertram.
Oh. Guess we really are worlds apart.
Oh.
No, it was something more like...
Groban, oh, it's ghastly. It's horrible.
Spit it out.
Fungal sprites in the garden. Thought you ought to know.
Heavens to Murgatroyd.
Oh, wow. I've never seen you so flustered, Groban. What are fungal sprites?
They are devilish little mushrooms, and they're in my garden.
Oh, the mushrooms that eat people?
They might, but no, these are fungal sprites. They live off fun.
Live off fun? Like a day at the arcade?
Yes, if going to the arcade involved ransacking the place. Fungal sprites delight in delinquency, overdue library books, loitering, and destroying beautiful gardens. My cucumbers.
Yes, it's terrible. Well, I'm just going to go do some stuff. Outside, definitely not inside. No one should be inside on a tail.
Yes, yes, yes. Heather, time to learn about pest control. To the shed.
The shed?
Yes, the gardening shed.
Okay, we're at the shed.
Yes.
How do we deal with these fairies?
Fire.
Fire?
And flame.
Jeez, Grover, you're gonna burn them?
They are weeds and monsters. They're nearly impervious to most forms of magic. Lit kerosene is the only thing that seems to hurt them.
Yeah, we're not lighting them on fire. Not happening. No way.
Heather, you don't understand.
We are not killing them. This is ludicrous. There are other things they find fun, right? Like, we'll get them to do something else. Jeez.
Go, try to reason with those miscreants. You can't. Now, where is that ignition head?
Okay, I'm walking over there now, and we're gonna talk things out. And they are gonna leave. No fire, no killing. Simple as that.
Funnily enough, it would not be that simple.
There's a lot of squirmy red and white mushrooms. Hey, stop tearing down the gate!
Fun, 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 fun.
This is gonna be a little tougher than I thought. Oh, well, that wisp-like shiny thing. So, hey, ooh, look at this shiny coin I got. Sure is cool. Bet you folks might like to have one of these.
Fun. Fran! Fran, Fran!
That's right. Come on, follow the shiny. Fun, 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 fun! Fun, fun, fun!
Fran, Fran! Fran, Fran, Fran is Fran!
No, no, no! Take my thing! Ow, ow, ow! Don't pull my hair! Get off! Ew! I suppose Groburn is somewhat justified for his hatred.
Fuel pack check, hose check. Did you talk to them?
Oh, his poor garden is getting shredded. All right, come on, think, think, think. Did Graham have anything about them in that book? Book. They like delinquenty stuff. Delinquent book.
Overdue library books.
Oh, hey! I've got a library book I need to return right now. Oh, but I don't think I can make it back before the library closes, and the book will be considered past due. Oh, could you deliver it for me and definitely not hide it so far in the forest that I'd never be able to find it, causing it to be overdue forever? Oh, hey, just a sec. Let me grab it. Holy smokes.
Oh, I'm glad you called, friend Heather. I'll need me another telling of my new favorite story. I like the moon character the best.
Sorry, Iggy. I need this.
Of course you do, because you're gonna read it to me, right? Oh, wow, that's a lot of squirmy little mushrooms. Heather, have you fallen in with a bad crowd?
I'll explain later. Here you go. Please don't be late. Past due library books are a terrible thing.
Ooh, fun, fun, fun!
Fun, fun!
Now, my favorite book.
I'll get you another. Okay, you all, thank you for your help.
They're not gonna return it, you know. I mean, I wasn't going to either. But...
I know. I just needed to get them out of the garden before Grover and shows.
Heather, who are you talking to?
just a helpful fairy.
You shouldn't be talking to so many fairies until you understand them better. They're filled with tricks.
Yeah, well, look at this. No fungal sprites. Who understand things? Me. Yeah, I understand
ghosts
things.
Ghosts alive. How? They don't even speak proper.
That's very classist. Also, were you going to torch your whole garden just to kill them?
But they're so peevish with no regard.
Why does everyone around here want to get rid of their problems via force? It's like no one in this family has ever tried communicating.
Oh, that's very much like what your mother would say.
Yeah, well, I'm starting to get why she cut contact. This family can get pretty barbaric.
Heather, did your mother ever tell you why she left the family?
Nope, she wouldn't even entertain questions.
I doubt your grandmother will either. I think we need a little chat. First, let me put away this arcanical flamethrower.
Meowink.
Trashing it, huh?
If they show up again, I guess I'll try talking to them. Let's walk.
So what's up?
Your mother had a very similar point of view while she was being trained. Let's talk to the fairies, let's listen to them, she'd say. Your grandmother thought she was too soft for this sort of work.
Okay.
I often thought if your mother had known everything sooner, she might have stayed. So in an effort to preserve your trust and keep you in the fold, I think I should let you know exactly what happened.
Oh, wow. Well, okay. Is this going to freak me out?
Probably. You see, your grandmother...
Before another word was spoken, the entire house before them shook and rumbled.
What the blazes? The stone. Heather, get down!
Why? What's going on?
Get down! Something of your grandmother's has been tampered with. Clarence, if this is your meddling, you will see the back of my hand.
Groban's words were stopped yet again as the back door of the patio flew open, revealing a disheveled Isabel. A strong, bright light shone from her clasped hands as she struggled to hold on to whatever was inside.
Isabel, what might you have in your clutches?
Nothing! Nothing, just a little brother! Where the blasters, they are stupid circles!
Are we going somewhere?
No!
It's just at the edge of the patio. You see, I didn't make it out of... Oh, Groban! I don't have an excuse for this situation.
Children, I know what you have. Give it to me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Your grandmother has a direct psychic alarm linked to that stone and certainly knows it has been removed. She will stop her dallying and be here in a few moments, so I suggest...
Brother! The barrier!
And with a few mutterings from Clarence, a shimmering barrier of yellow light fell between Groban and the cousins.
What the heck is going on?
Heather, stay back.
That's what the barrier's for, Groban. Hello, cousin.
I expected you to have picked up some tricks, but a light barrier? It's almost as if you knew I was a shadow master.
Oh, yes. We've learned quite a bit about you and grandmother since university. Were you aware of how many enemies you've made over the years?
I've lost count.
And they hate you so much.
I see they've duped you so well. Enough, this game stops here.
Shadow Master, a title for warlocks who have pledged themselves to some of the most secretive of Fey Lords. And true to his nom de plume, Groban's physical form begins to melt into darkness, and with a great pitch-black billows roll towards the barrier, crashing against it. It cracks!
Sister, I thought you said that this would work.
It is working. Get in the circle. I just need to edge a little closer.
Isabel laboriously steps towards her ticket out, struggling with the object in her hands. She makes it to the edge of the teleportation circle when... the barrier breaks and yellow-orange light flies everywhere. The billows of smoke move forward, only for Groban to re-manifest right in front of Isabel.
As I said, this stops here. Yes, light magic is a pain, but I am a very old shadow.
Ahem. Gotcha.
And Groban is cut off for a third time as Isabel opens her hands, revealing a surge of crackling energy. Groban finds himself gagged and chained to a crude set of stocks made from pure energy. He falls to his knees.
Groban!
Oh, that's better. I needed you very close and in the circle. Someone wants to see you. That should hold for a time. Let's ship off before Grandmother gets here, eh, brother?
Yes, it's more not.
Isabel, what are you doing?
Oh, nothing terribly interesting, cousin. Can't stay in chat, really got to go, but no hard feelings. See you probably never.
And in a flash of light and smoke, Clarence, Isabel, Groban, and all trace of their escape vanished.
Isabel! Clarence!
Peas and rice, Groban. I'm missing Elvis for this. Not the real one, mind you. He's still on tour. But I am
Grandma, everyone's gone.
Whoa, Tiger, easy. What's the deal?
Grover, Isabel, Clarence, they're all gone. The house shook and Isabel had something in her hands and there was light and then Grover turned into smoke.
Hold up. Where's Grover?
They took him. He was right there, but Isabel just blasted him with something.
Oh, friggity frack. Heather, listen to me. Listen to me real good and listen to me right now.
Okay.
Because it is probably the last you're going to see my face for a long while. The thing your cousin stole, I can't believe it. How could they steal it? It's called a moonstone. And get ready to hear a whole friggin' garbage truck about it for the next forever because it's bad news. Real bad news.
But you can do something, right? Like, you've got to be, like, some super master at this stuff. Can't you just take it back or track them? Or...
What do you think this is? Magic! Well, technically, yes, it is. But it doesn't work like that, so... that. Plus, they're in the Fae now, and unfortunately, this is where my jurisdiction ends.
What do you mean?
The Fae? The realm of the fairies? I'm sort of not ever allowed to go back there, ever. There's, like, a lot of very important, powerful folks who want me very dead there, multiple times. You can do that there. Be executed repeatedly for crimes against this or that.
So what do we do?
What do you do? Like I said, you're not gonna see me for a long time.
No.
And while I can't physically go to the Fae with you...
No!
I can help you. You gotta do this, Heather. I know, it's a lot. You learned about magic and fairies, like, a week ago, but I'll be here for you. Like, phone a friend. People still watch that Regis show, right?
Okay. Jeez, what is my life?
Wicked. First thing, I got some favors to call in, and I figure a doomsday device is worth using them for.
A what?
It's a weapon with bells and whistles. Listen, kid, I'm gonna shoot you out of here in just the tick. You're gonna be in a small fairy village. You're gonna look for my friend Sedge. You got that name?
Sedge.
Good. This is the most important part. Once you meet him, say, "Hey, what are you looking at?" Those exact words.
Are you serious?
It's a funny story behind all this, but now is not the time. Exact words. You got it?
What are you looking at?
Bingo. Spot on. Well done, you. Then you have Sedge ping me once you get to a safe spot.
Grandma?
Yeah?
I don't know. I'm super nervous.
Heather, you're gonna do great. Later, alligator.
And thus ends Mountains of the Moon.
What? You can't end it there, Mr. Park.
The greatest trick of all was you convincing us you know how to finish a story.
Yeah,
you
both said
we can't do that anymore.
You're not serious, are you? This is a cliffhanger. It's a very common device used to add tension and intrigue so you come back for more.
I knew that.
Had a feeling you might.
What happens next?
Well, wouldn't you like to know?
Yes!
Well, you'll just have to stay tuned for the next exciting chapter in Mountains of the Moon.
Thank you for joining us here at Starlight Radio Dreams. We hope you enjoyed your time. If you'd like to keep dreaming, you can find past episodes on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or our website at www.starlightradiodreams.com. You can also help support the show by giving us a positive review on iTunes or by following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Until next time, Pod Squad.